Dear Diary, it is so painfully obvious why junior high is part of the awkward years. For most people, the body developing, being too old to do certain things and not old enough to do other things is enough to make anyone go stir crazy. Since I've been awkward most of my life, these awkward years were just another part of my everyday life. I not only lived it, but I was a president. And speaking of president, I decided I was going to run for student council. Now, of course, I didn't run for president. I'd have to have my head examined to think I would stand a chance being elected. I mean, people here know my name, but it's not because I'm popular. It's more because I'm the object of everyone's laughter. So I decided to do the next best thing. Nope, not the VP position. I ran for parliamentarian. Honestly, I'm not sure what the parliamentarian duties consisted of, but I was a surefire winner. Translation, no one else was running for the position. Let's face it, running for an office was a way for me to be recognized as having some sort of leadership qualities. It's parliamentarian today and class president by the time I'm a senior in high school. Don't judge me. I have to start somewhere. Everyone running for office was busy putting together their posters and handing out candy, and it was no different for me. My parents and I went to the art store and got large poster boards, and it was a family effort making my campaign signs. I had a bag filled with Nowelators and Jolly Ranchers to hand out to everyone. Now, I'm not psychic, but I had to be gaining in popularity because during lunch, so many people were coming up to me and asking me for their favorite flavor of Jolly Ranchers. Now, most of the time they ran off before I could remind them to vote for me on Friday, but I'm sure they remember me. Later that day, I was called into the office. The principal wanted to see me. And of course, when the announcement came over the class loudspeaker, half of the class was making comments. Busted! Ooh! I have to go to school with some of the most immature people, I swear. I didn't know why I was being called to the office, but I did know I wasn't in trouble. And I sat in the office lobby for about 10 minutes before I was actually called in by the principal.
You know, Avis, you really shouldn't be eligible to run for student council after that incident with Henry the other day.
I just stood there, stoic. I'm not admitting to anything. What was he going to get me on? The power of suggestion? Let's not forget, I was the victim here.
However, I'm not going to pull you out of the candidate pool for one reason only. After speaking with your teachers, all of them said you've never been a troublemaker. And since your grades are outstanding, I've made the decision that you are eligible to run for student council.
I remained there standing just as stoic as I did when I walked into his office.
You can go now.
That's it? The bell rang to go home 5 minutes ago, and this is what he wanted to tell me? Psh. That Thursday afternoon, we had an assembly with all the students. Those of us that were running for offices were on the stage to give our final speeches before tomorrow's election. I'm not one for speeches. I mean, the butterflies in my stomach were on 10. And not only was I nervous to give a speech, but off to the side of the auditorium was my mom and dad. And my dad had that darn movie camera that he always managed to pull out for special family events. You know those type of events, like Jeremy's football game, Jeremy's basketball games, Jeremy's baseball games, Jeremy's track meets, my little sister's commercial auditions, my little sister's photo shoots, my little sister's, well, you know, you get the point. But now it was my turn. And finally, it was time for the student council parliamentarian speeches. The principal announced my name, Have you ever had a few claps from the audience get drowned out by boos and laughter? I have. I was so humiliated. I looked over at my parents and I couldn't even read my mom's expression. I mean, I could have, but the tears started flowing down from my face so hard, my vision was blurred. My principal came over to the podium and took the mic out of the stand. And I remember him saying, "I want this to stop right now." And something about it's not easy to stand up here when you're grossly overweight and stand before people. And finally, something about it isn't easy for anyone. Blah, 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 blah. Then he hands the mic to me. And there's a certain type of pressure that I always felt in my chest when I needed to have a good cry. And I just shook my head and I didn't want the mic. And I turned and got off that stage as fast as I could. I mean, I would have ran off the stage, but I really don't do a lot of running. That night at dinner, I really didn't feel much like talking. However, if you know my dad, the dinner table was the time we all talked. After that situation with Jeremy and his teammates at my school, you'd think Jeremy and I would be on the road to a great big brother, little sister relationship. However, Jeremy has always operated with one foot in his mouth. "Wait, why did you waste your time running for parliamentarian? It's such a weak role. And look at how much time we wasted doing those posters." "Sure, Jeremy. Find the you in all of this." My mom and dad wasted no time coming to my defense. And all I wanted to do was finish eating so I could go back in my room. And true to form, my mom and dad had Jeremy come into my room and apologize. "Whatever. Close my door on your way out, Jeremy." The next morning, everyone voted in their homeroom class. The student election results were announced just before lunch. Henry won for president. Ashley won for secretary. Brian won for treasurer. And obviously, I won for parliamentarian. Brian, being the nicest person on earth, acted like he was happier for me than he was for his own victory. Yay, me! Whoopee! At lunch, I did the unbelievable. I didn't eat lunch, which obviously meant I didn't go back for seconds. No, I wasn't sick, but I was still having that dying feeling inside with my chest hurting. I went to the office and told the school secretary I needed to talk to the principal. I was quitting student council. Find somebody else. And since the principal wasn't available, she told me I could leave him a note. Whatever. I took the pen and paper that she gave me. "I quit. Love, Avis." In hindsight, love wasn't the best word to use in a letter like this. But I told you earlier, don't judge me. These are awkward years. As I walked home from school, I thought about how I was going to handle the questions from my parents about how my day was. And like any good PR person will tell you, it's always best to get in front of the question. Beat him to the punch. And thank God it was Friday and Jeremy had an away game, so he wasn't going to be at tonight's dinner discussion. It was time for my parents to feel especially proud of me for something other than cleaning off every food item off my plate. So I was going to show my parents I knew how to make the best out of every situation. "School was great today. I don't know what happened, but what a difference a day makes, right?" When the announcements were made, you could hear students cheering from the other classes. Okay, that wasn't a complete lie. I mean, you could hear everybody cheering in the other classrooms. It just so happens they were cheering for Henry, Ashley, and Brian. So what? I added myself to the mix. I don't know if it was something about the comments the principal made or what. But all day, everyone was coming up to me and telling me that they voted for me and they felt bad about yesterday. I'm just happy everything is better now and everybody is so happy for me. By the way, what are we having for dessert? And since Jeremy's not here, can I have his too? Thank you for tuning in to the Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue, a weekly journal podcast of my life behind the molestation, lies, and going from rock bottom to the rising phoenix. Each Sunday, I'll bring you another episode. Sometimes episodes will have you laugh, cry, or cheer me on. What I hope listeners take away is that there is life and healing after the pain. Hopefully, someone will see themselves in me and avoid the long alternative road it took me to regain me. I appreciate those of you that have shared and endorsed the podcast. I appreciate you. Follow me on your favorite social media platform, including Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join me here again next week for another episode of The Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue. Ciao!